Good morning and a Freilich and Chanukah. We are about a little bit less than halfway down on Mem Hey Amud Beis. Thanks again for Shalom for taking over yesterday's daf. It was just a wait for the day, a wait for the night. And let's see if we can finish off yesterday's daf and do as much as today's daf as possible. Let's get started here on this Erev Shabbos. Here we go. We are at the two dots about four lines up, right? Two dots about four lines up from the wide lines. Nimsa Samach Lesaper Lesfar O Leirshub Ovdei Kochavim. We're talking about a number of cases where the Agla Rufa is Pater. In these cases, it's Pater if the corpse is found next to the border of Eretz Yisrael or a city that's Ruba Ovde Kochavim. Says the Gemara, Diksiv Kim Ki Yimatzei Prat Lematzoi. Because if we'll find, not if it is found, not Lematzoi, if it is common. The Rambam says that in these cases, there's a Chazaka that it was done by non-Jews, and therefore, we don't go through the whole process where the Beis Din says, Yodein lo shafchu es adam hazeh, because we assume that it wasn't the Beis Din, we assume that it wasn't the people that caused it, but rather it was the non-Jews. Ol ir she'ein ba Beis Din, or at a city that has no Beis Din. This is a repetitive in the Mishnah, that it's next to a city that has no Beis Din. So what does it mean? Divina ziknei ir v'leka, because we need the ziknei ha'ir. And if there's no ziknei ir, then it can't be done, of course. Ein modin el ir v'chulu. We only measure next to the city. Pshita, of course. Cave in the tunnel ir. She'ein ba beis din. Now, once we already have already taught that it's next to an ir that has no beis din, anodanot ein modin el ir she'ein ba beis din. Don't I already know that we only start measuring next to a city that has a beis din? We just said it has to have a beis din. If there's no beis din, we don't do this whole process. So what do you mean? Only next to a city that we're able to measure from. Of course, Hakamash Malan, Kidetanya, Minayin Shim Nimso Samach Ir Shein Ba Beis Din, Shemenichno So Modern in the Ir Sheish Ba Beis Din. How do we know that if it's found next to a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, then we go towards the closest city that has a Beis Din? Tamlam Revelochu Zikne Ir Hahi, Mikol Makom. So what does this mean? That Mikol Makom, that we go to kind of like the next city, and the next city starts to measure it. So if it's next to a city that has no Beis Din, we find the next city that has the Beis Din. But Tosfos and Baba Basra has an issue with this. Chaf Gimel. Tosfos and Baba Basra, Chaf Gimel says, but isn't the whole point of this?
They did it.
Yeah. That they didn't do it? So great, this city has no Beis Din. Also, let's go to the next city that's 16 miles away and let's have their Beis Din do it.
My question is, what is a city?
Is good.
Moshav or
that's a good question. That's probably qualified to some halakhic extent elsewhere. Very good question. So Tosfos, there's a number of Rishonim that give answers. But anyways, it's very interesting that Tosfos brings that up. Feel free to take a look there at the Tosfos in Baba Basra that asks about this Gemara right here. Says the Mishnah. Here we go. Nimsa mechuvan bein shtei ayaros. What happens if it's found exactly between two cities? Rashi says, the mission on the right side of the column. Mitzumtzam, exact. She'ein zu krov lu mizu. Afilu kimlochut. It's not even closer than a hair's breadth. Meaning it is right in between these two cities. Unbelievable exact measuring that we have there. Shtein mevios, shtei agolos. Nivri Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that they each bring an egla. They each bring a calf. Ein yushlaim mevi egla rufa. We're going to discuss that more in the Gemara. Then Yerushalayim v'egla arufa, and Yerushalayim does not bring an egla arufa. Nimsa rosho v'makom echad v'gufa v'makom echad, a sad case where the head and the body are severed. They are disconnected. And what happens if you find the body and the head in other places? Malichin arosh etzal guf. We bring the head towards the body, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So we measure from the body, we bring the head towards there, says Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva omer haguf etzal arosh. No, we bring the body next to the head. We'll discuss that. Me'ayin ha'yumorin. Each, from where do they start to measure? Rabbi Elazar omer. In these cases, right, from which part of the body now do we measure? Me'ayin ha'yumorin, Rabbi Lezer Omer, miti buro, from the navel, from the belly button. Rabbi Kiva Omer, mechot mo, from the nose. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer, mimokom shnasa chol, mitzavaro, which means the neck. Fascinating machlokas, we'll have it more in the Gemara, and we'll discuss how it's relevant today. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Lezer, what is the reason of Rabbi Lezer? That it's, if it's exactly in the middle, then two has to be brought, two calves have to be brought, one by each city. Kasavar, he holds, famous machlokas throughout Shas, Efshar litzamtzem, that it's possible for something to be exactly in the middle. Unbelievable. We're not talking about little measurements. We're talking about between two cities, probably a number of kilometers, and this body is exactly in the middle, not off by a hair. Krova, v'alfilu krovos. And when the Torah says krova, next to the city, it means krovos, means it could be two cities. It doesn't have to be one exact city. Yes.
Another issue here, and that is topography.
some places have hills. Other places are flat.
So, very good question. It's a question in the metzius of how exactly we do the measurements. Is it on the roads that get there? Is it, do we take like a measuring stick
Crow's,
and we...
Crow's measurement.
So, that's excellent questions. It's metzius. I don't know the answer, but I guess they had ways to figure that out, which is very fascinating. Then Yerushalayim v'eg l'arufa, Yerushalayim does not bring l'arufa, a damar kra, l'rishta, except for Yerushalayim lo nishalach l'shvatim. V'Yerushalayim, that's only for places that are l'rishta, for inheritance, and Yerushalayim is not nishalach l'shvatim, it's not divided among the shvatim. Oh, we do know, this is a big discussion, but not for right now, that the Beis HaMikdash, as we've discussed before, went right between Yehuda and Binyamin. So it's discussed exactly what this means, that it's not that on the one hand it's not nishalach l'shvatim, but on the other hand it does, that the Beis HaMikdash does go between these shvatim. Nimsa roshim makom v'chulu, what is the machlokas here? Ilemel inin medido kamiflagi. If we're saying that the issue is how we measure the head of the body, hamiktani seifa, mayin hodamodin, michal derisha lo b'mdin askinon. Meaning we had two machlokas in the Mishnah. One, do we measure what happens if the head and the body are severed, or where do we measure from the body? So what's, are they the same machlokas? I'm really like, no. The mace mitzvah, kanam akomo kamiflagi. We're talking about whether or not a mace mitzvah acquires its place, or it does acquire its place. V'alchemar, lekovro kanam akomo. That where a mace dies, it acquires that place that it can be buried right there. So now the question is, v'heichad denimsa rosh of makom echad, v'guvav b'makom echad. Now I'm in a case where head and the body are found in different places, where is the mace mitzvah, kanam mikomo? Where the head is, or where the body is? Where does it go? Molichan arosh etzal guf, Devi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, no, that we bring the head next to the body. Rabbi Kiva omer guf etzal arosh. What's the machlokas? Mar savar gufei beduchtei nafil. Fascinating. One says, no, where the it died where the body is, but resha denadei v'nafil. But the head kind of rolls, can roll along afterwards. Umar savar, no, resha hocha denafil nafil. That where the head stops, that's where the head stops. That's where the buck stops. But gufa, who derived Azil? Very, very sad, but the Gemara is trying to understand here. What happens if the head and the body are separated? So the second opinion is that the head, where the head stops, that's usually where the body, Rahman Atzlan, died, and the body can roll from there. Maybe it's like continuing to have those kind of reactions. Like the body can...
Deroit Azil means that it rolled?
Yeah. Derohit Azil. It moved, it rolled, it went around. Gufa, the body, who derohit Azil? Meaning the head. Reisha, hecha denafel nafel. Head, the head, where it fell. It fell, it stopped. Gufa, who derohit Azil? But the gufa, the body, can continue to move around.
Now, since, like before we said that the head did not even not fell, the head like fell or like rolled. And the gufa.
That's machlokas.
Derohit Azil. No, but it's
the same. Oh, interesting. The words.
It's a different kind of movement. I'm just curious.
I'd imagine the head is more round, so we're talking about it rolling. I don't mean to get so graphic here. But derohit ozil is not rolling. Derohit ozil sounds to be... like, if a person gets killed, chas v'shalom, right? So their body can... Like, their hands, their... The spasm. So derohit ozil might be more spasms, whereas the head... If chas v'shalom, it gets, like, chopped off, the head could roll for a while. The body, it's less... it's positioned to roll. That's what I think that it means just in the Pashup shot of the words. Yes?
My concern here was the original concept of this whole idea that the city that is responsible for it had to be the one who did this. We're talking about somebody who, the city who let somebody...
Let's see. Right here. Excellent. Right here. From which part of the body do we measure from? And we cut you off, but it's right here. Okay? Cool. Let's see. Fascinating machlokas right here is that one says that, meaning it's coming up in the Mishnah, and we'll discuss exactly the words that they say and how that works. So, one says that we measure Iker Chiyus Abape. One says that the Iker Chiyus that we have is in our breath, our nose, our nostrils. One says it's the digestion in the stomach, like by the belly button. Lema Kiyatana. Lema Kiyatana. Lema Kiyatanoi. Maybe this parallels a machlokas tanoim, mehechan havlad notzar, from where does a body begin to form? A different machlokas, right? And as Rabbi Rosner says, maybe this isn't physically, maybe it's more conceptually. So it's not necessarily going against science if it's wrong, but it's more conceptually, how does this happen? Meiro sho, from the head. Mechenu omer, as we say, a pasuk can tell me, mei imo ata gozi, ve omer gozi nizrech vashlichi v'chulu. So we see that pasuk right there, Gozi Nizrech. Nizrech is referring to the hair, and that's where it begins to form in the womb. It's from the head. Abasholom, or no, Mitiburo, from the navel. U Mishlach Sharasho Elech Ve'elech. And then it starts to spread out from there. So the navel's kind of like midway through our body. So everything else begins to branch out from the navel. So is this Machokas parallel this, in terms of what is our Iker Chiyos, and where does our body start to be formed from? No. Afil Timur Abashol, even Abashol can say the other opinion, that it that we measure from the nose. What? Ad kan lo kamar av Abashol alin yitzira. Abashol says that it's only from the navel for yitzira, meaning the way that it's created. Dichi mitzar, vlad, mimtziasei mitzar. Because when a vlad can be created, it's from the middle, from the tibor, from the navel, and everything else comes out from it. Avalin in chiyusa. But in terms of chiyus, the kuli alma ba'ape hu, everybody can agree that it's from the nose. It's the breath, right? Hashem blew a nos, blew a breath inside of our nostrils, right? Nishmas, right? I don't remember the words right now. But anyways, he blew that right into our nostrils. Dixiv. Kol asher nishmas, oh, sorry, it's right here. Kol asher nishmas merachayim v'apav v'chulu. So that's the breath, that's the chios of what we do. Let's read a little more. Relez ben Yaakov over, mimakom shnas achol, mitzavaro, the back of the neck. My time to Relez ben Yaakov, kedixiv, lo seis oscha el tzavre chalei rishayim. We see that the word tzavar is referring to there of the chalalim, which means of the corpses, and therefore maybe it's from the neck, from the back of the neck. So, just halach l'maaseh, we pass in like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the nose. This is not the only, but is one of the main sources throughout Shas for pulling the plug about brain death. And what is considered dead? What is not considered dead? What happens if somebody's hooked up to the machines? Is breathing, not breathing? This is one of the main gemaras in terms of how we consider somebody being alive. Nishmas ruach chaim. What is the breath like? What is the chias like? Anyways, not to go into that, but Ramosha, everybody kind of speaks about this, and this is one of the gemaras that's quoted in terms of paskening for these very, very halach lamaisa and sad kind of in the cases. It says Mishnah, Nifter Ziknei Yerushalayim, the Ziknei Yerushalayim. After they do the measurements, they go out for Vahochala, and then they're able to go home. Then Ziknei Osa, right, we had the Basin of Yerushalayim, they came. But then Vahochala, they go home, Ziknei Osa Ir, Mevin Egla Bakar, Eglas Bakar, Sherlo Mashcha Ba'ol. Then the Ziknei Ha'ir, right, of the city, they bring the female calf that never pulled a load. A lot of psukim coming up in the Gemara comparing this to Paraduma. We'll see. Ve'ena mum posalba, but a mum does not posal this egla. Umoridin osal nachal eson, we bring it to a rocky cliff. Eson kamashma o, eson is just like it sounds. Kasha, it's just a rocky kind of nachal's a valley. We're like a nachal's a valley, right?
River.
Riverbed. Okay. Anyway, so that's where we bring it. To go through this process, right? Afa b'she'eno eson kosher, but even if there is no eson, some sort of
a stream,
right? But I think it's referring to like just like a low area. Even though there's no eson here, even if it's not a rocky place, if that's not near where they are, kosher, it still works. Orphan osa b'kofetz machara, they decapitated from the with some sort of axe umikoma, and on that spot osher milzro mil. Oh, so that spot. Not on the back of its neck, but that spot on that plot of land, Osrim Lizra Umilavot. Then a person cannot plant there, a person cannot walk there, Mucha Lestroksham Pishton, Ulinakar Sham Avana, but a person can comb flax there, or work on stones there. Meaning anything that.
Why does it can't walk there? It doesn't say can't walk there.
Did I say can't walk there? Sorry. Yeah. Umakoma on that spot, Osrim Lizra can't plant there, Umilavot can't work there. I apologize. Walk and work. I apologize. A person can't work there. So anything that's in the land, we can't do. So we can't get into the earth and start doing planting or working in the land. But we are able to do stuff on it. We're able to kind of hang out or play basketball and stuff, right? As long as on top, that would be fine. Sitting also here, ropes and esidam. Esidan b'mayim, b'malkam arifa shalagla. Then the elders of the city wash their hands with mayim in the place that the arifa, that the decapitation took place. For Omer, and they say in Hebrew, this is right, why it all came up. The pasuk says in Hebrew, Yodena lo shaflus adam hazeh. We did not slaughter this person, or this person's blood. We didn't spill it. Ve'nin lo ro, and our eyes did not see. It says in the Mishnah, v'cholah. The datenu also shaziknei bezin shafkin damheim. Do we think that the shaziknei bezin are murderers? Ela shelo bal yadenu. Really, this person didn't come to us. We patrunu and we didn't send him away. Lo renu and we didn't see him vihinachdu. Meaning, we didn't let him go without escorting him out, turning over him. Vav amenaf. Vakwanim omer. Kaprelam chayisol asher padis Hashem. Valtitin damnaki bekerav amcha Yisrael. Okay, Hashem should forgive you. Lo yatsrichin lomar v'nechaprelam adam. Eluracha kodesh mevasarton. They really didn't have to say v'nechaprelam adam that it's going to be, meaning that the person is going to be forgive. Eluracha kodesh mevasarton. But ruach hakodesh has Mishnah. Fascinating. How often does Mishnah talk about Ruach HaKodesh? Mishnah says, Ruach HaKodesh mevasarton, eima sai shetasu kocho hadam, miskaper lahem. That the Ruach HaKodesh is going to indicate and show who this person was that spilled the blood, and justice will be meted out. The Marshosa, Rambam says, of course, like a classic Rambam style, that it's not going to be hibby-jibby stuff, it's just going to be very practical. Of course, all the commotion of this Eglar Rufa is going to set out a buzz in town. People will start talking, and through that buzz that gets sent around, the murderer will be discovered. Whereas Rabbeinu Simon Uziel seems to say some sort of very supernatural kind of thing that happens. Anyways, just regardless, we have the Mishnah who says that the person will be brought to justice. Says the Gemara. Okay, we have a lot of psukim coming up here, a lot of exer shava that will be done in terms of the egla arufa until we get over to Amud Beis, and there's a lot of exciting topics there. So let's move. Vihei mum posel begla mikavachomer. Let us learn that the mum is posel from a kavachomer. Uma para paradumash ein hashan posel spa. Right, the egla arufa has got to be less than 1 year old, but the paraduma where age does not have an age limit. But it just has to be right. We have its own limitations. Mum posalba, but it has to. But if it has a mum, it passels it from being a paraduma. Egla shana posalba, no, didn't she? Mum posalba. We can learn from a kavach omer. A egla has to have his years. So of course, a mum should be an issue. Says Amar, no. Shani hosam over there. Shani Hossam over there. Damar Kra Asher Ein Ba Mum. That the Torah says about the Paraduma that it doesn't have a mum, Ba Mum Posel, and that a mum is Posel. Vein Mum Posel Begla, but a mum is not Posel Beegla Arufa. El Matol Lo Yushar Votos Posel Spa. So maybe also other votos should not be Posel. Alomar Amar Rida Amarav Haniach Olea Uda Shel Sakim Psula. What happens if the Paraduma had any type of work thing with it? Any type of like Uda Shel Sakim? If it had any type of work. Psula, it's possible. Ube egla achetimshoch. But by an egla, it's not that way. It even has something on its back, it doesn't get possible. But the egla rufa has to actually have an ol on it, some sort of load, and move with it. It has to move with it. So therefore, if there's no kavachomer about mum because of ba, then why do we exer shava about work? So we said that there's no kavachomer about the mum, but we do have exer shava. Okay, here's where it's going to get We cannot learn the Kavachomer, but we do have the Xer Shava. So now the Gemara is going to say, why do we have a Kavachomer? Why do we have a Xer Shava and not a Kavachomer? If we're going to compare them, let's compare them. It says in our Shani Par, Delphine, and Ol Me'egwa. No, the Parduma is different because we learn Ol from Egwa. It says in our Egwa Nami, Tesi Ol Mipara. Tesi Ol Ol Mipara. Then let's learn this Xer Shava. Why are we only skipping around a little bit? Hamid Rachamana Ba. No, the Torah says it limits Mumbai Para. Says my right, but by Eglonomics of Ba. We also have Ba there, so let's learn Xerosh over there. And we buy the Lamute Kachim. No, that's coming to be Might and Kachim. Lo Pasla Ba Avoda. Lo possible Avoda. That by Kachim, by a carbon, it's able to have Avoda done with the animal. It's fine. Sikhil Dai Techmina, Lacey, Kavachomer, Megla. I would have thought that let's learn Kavachomer from Egla Rufa, Ma Eglosh, Ein Ba Mum, Posel Ba. That by Egla Rufa, Ein Mum is not Posel, Avoda, Posel Spa, but the work is Poselit Kachim. Shemum Posel Spahan. Again, like a kavachomer here. Kachim, where a mum is posel by Eino Dinsha Avoda posel spen, then shouldn't the Avoda of course be posel in it? Eklamifrach. No, we can ask on it. That's not going to work. Mal Egla Shekin Shonim posel spa. By the Egla Rufa, where the years is posel it, because the Egla Rufa has to be less than 1 year old. Atu Kachim Mileko de Pasli Bushanim. But do we really have that by Kachim? Is there a time when it is possible by the years? And Rashi brings some cases where that's the case. There's a Karban Pesach and there's a Chatos. So the Pasuk is needed to show that by Kachim there are cases where we have those years. And that's where that Xer Shava comes in. Wait, do we learn that Kachim has years that is possible by it? Meaning that there's certain Karbanos, like the Karban Pesach and the Chatos again, as Rashi says, that its limitation is in its years. Do we learn from here, from Parshas Emor? No. May Hasam Nafka. We learn it from a different pasuk. Averos, O Shavur, O Charut, O Yavelos, O Gerav, O Yalefes. Moksak Krivu Eile Lashem. So the Gemara, Eile Yatamakrav. You can't bring these. Aval Tamakrav Kachim, Shnevda Ben Avoda. But you could bring other Kachim, other Karbanos, that did do work. So what's the other pasuk coming to teach us? It's drach sovadat mina hani milihecha de avad ben avodas heter. Now that's the only case where they did avodas heter, avodas iser, but some sort of iser type work. As Rashi explains, if they worked on Shabbos or kilayim, any type of iser work that was done with them, em latasru. So maybe that would be aser. So tricha, therefore what do we end up? That we need both psukim for those cases of kachim. But egla arufa could have worked, therefore those psukim are distinct. Vahanami mehachanafka. Let's learn umiyad benecher lo sakruvas lechem elokecha mikolayla. So elia tamakrav. Don't bring those. Aval tamakrav kachim shnev ben avoda. This is another pasuk. But you could bring kachim that work was done with those animals. It's drich again. Amina hanimi lehecha d'avad ben kshen chulin. That's in a case where you could do work where they were chulin. Aval avad ben kshen kachim. But once they became kachim, emali tasru tzricha again. We do need all these psukim to indicate different aspects and different angles and facets of the Kachim Gemaras, but that's why the Egla, that we have the Ba in the Egla Arufa, which comes to show us that Egla Arufa could have work done with it. It's fine. Gufa, Amar Vyuda, Amar Av Hanicha, Olea, Uda, Shal Sakim, Sulu, Ubegla, Achatim, Shoch. By the Para Aduma, even if something was just placed on it, the Para Aduma is not allowed, right? That's referring to the Para Aduma. Right, even if something was just placed on it. Right, as we had that case about 15 lines ago or so, medium, about midway through the skinny lines. But by the Egla Rufa, it actually had to move, it had to have some sort of ol on it once it pulls it, and therefore the Gzera Shava that we tried to learn before shouldn't be parallel. Mesve, so let's try to figure this out. Ol, in liela ol, sharavotos minayin. Where do you know sharavotos, like just by the paraduma, holding it on its back? Amarat kavachomer. Let's learn kavachomer. Ma egla she'in mum posel ba. By the egla rufa, where mum is not posel, sharavotos posel ba. But sharavotos does posel it. Par shemum posel ba. Paraduma. That the mum is posel it. And then sharavotos posel ba. Then of course sharavotos should be posel it. So there's gemara. Wait, vim nafshach. Lomar. Nemar kan ol, vim nemar alon ol. We have that ol. We have the xer shava. Ma alon sharavotos posel ba. Just like over there, the sharavotos is posel. Afkan sharavotos posel ba. Shar Afkan Shar Avodos Poslos, which was the Brisa. Now, my Im Nafshach Lomar says we're commenting on the Brisa. What does it mean Im Nafshach Lomar? What does that come to include? Chitema Ikol Mifrach Mal Egla Shekin Shanim Poslos Ba. If we're going to say that it's coming to ask, but by the Egla Rufa, we do have years that is possible. Again, the Egla Rufa has to be less than 1 year old. Inami Kachim Yochichu. So let's bring a third case in of Kachim. And the Kachim should prove that it's not a good Kavachomer. Shemum Posel Ben, because a Mum is possible to Kachim. Then Avoda Poselspan. But a kachim, an animal, could have work done with it. So therefore, nemar kan ol, nemar alon ol. Therefore, we have xer shav by ol. Ma alon sharavotos, just like over there, sharavotos, afkan sharavotos. Umi mokom shebasa. The question now is all coming together. Ma alon achatim shoch, just like over there, it's achatim shoch, afkan achatim shoch. So too now, we should come back to the paraduma and say, it's not just if it has something on its back, but it should be, the xer shav should work well, and therefore it should be until it pulls the load, not just has it on its back. So tanoihi. After all this, it's a machlokas tanoim. Deika demaisi lame egla, because we have the makor for not doing work is from egla arufa. Let's learn from egla arufa. Ika demaisi lame gufa depara. Sorry, deika demaisi lame egla. Ika demaisi lame me gufa depara. Thank you, Ellie. That it could be brought from egla. It just depends from which perspective. Or could be brought from the Para Aduma. The Tanya, from Para Aduma, what do we see? Ol, in liela ol, sharavotos minayin. Where do you know that other work can't be done? Tam lomar sher lo ala ala ol, mikol makom, can't have anything on it whatsoever. Im kein, matam lomar ol. So I say ol. Ol means a load that they're pulling, not just having on its back. Ol pasul bein bishas avoda, that an ol, a load, is going to pasul it, whether it's doing work, bein below bishas avoda, or if you're just putting something on its back, not even for work-related purposes, there. In that case, the ol would do. So even if it's just kind of putting it on its back for some sort of picture moment, a Kodak moment, it still won't work. Anything on its back, that's going to possibly...
Like a blanket or something like that.
Sorry?
Or like a blanket.
Or like a blanket, no, seemingly.
But only an ol, no?
So what constitutes an ol?
Yeah, no.
Right? We had an uda shel sakin, was the case before. So maybe a blanket, some sort of uda shel sakin. Yeah. It's a good question. Shar avodos ain't poslos, but by shar avodos...
What's shar avodos, by the way? Keep on saying sharavot, like there's ol and the sharavotos. Sharavotos is something else, not with an ol. It's a different kind of word.
It seems to be perhaps just like working in the field, but without an ol on its back, right?
It's like stomping down something. I don't know what the sharavotos are. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. So,
don't want to distract you.
Charvotos in Postos. It's a good question. Charvotos in Postos, Ela B'Shas Avoda. Are you able to look it up in the article afterwards? Tell us. Charvotos in Postos, Ela B'Shas Avoda. No, that's only in those times of work, but outside of the work-related slots, then that would be okay. V'ema asher lo ala ol klal. Oh, so now we have our girlfriend, klal of product klals. So, v'ema ala lo ala ol klal. Let's take that pasuk. Asher lo aleha ol klal. Lo aleha ol is a generalization. Ol.
Lo aleha is klal.
Right, sorry. Asher lo aleha. Asher lo. Sorry, it's a tongue twister. Lo aleha. That's the klal. Ol, which comes afterwards, is the prat. And it's discussed. It's very hard to learn prat and klal from these words, but we'll read it through. Klal of prat. Then we have a klal prat, ein beklal elamash beprat, and therefore we know that the generalization, when we have a klal and prat, we only take mash beprat, all in, and is that an all, yes, midach min alo, but anything else not. Asher, but then we have the word asher afterwards, which is not, the asher comes before it, asher lo ale ol, so the asher comes first, asher is ribuyahu. So once asher is ribuya, then we have ribu, right, we have some sort of reboy, klal and prat, and therefore it throws the whole thing off, so we can't learn it that way. Taninami, gavi eglon. We have a similar pasuk by the egla, arufa ki hagavna. Ol, ein li ela ol. Sharavotos minayin, where do we know sharavotos tamalimra, asher lo uvad ba. It did not work. Mikol makom, at all. Mk, ma tamalimra ol, so I have the word ol. Ol posibli mishasavota, vein shlo bishasavota. Sharavotos ein posel, sela bishasavota. Sorry. Ol posel bein b'shas avoda bein shelo b'shas avoda, but shar avodos ein posel el b'shas avoda. Eim asher lo oved lo uvad ba klal, similar to what we had before by the para aduma, even by the egla arufa, the psukim asher lo uvad ba. Lo uvad ba is going to be the klal. Ol is going to be the prat. Klal le prat ein b'klal le mashav prat, which means ol yes, midyach min alo, but anything else not. It says Gemara, no, we have asher, which is the ribuyahu, which throws it all off, asher beforehand. Am Rabbi Avo, bo mine Rabbi Yochanan. Meshichas ol bekama. How much work has to be done for the egla arufa? Amar le, kim lo ol, it's like any sort of yoke, it's like the distance of a yoke. So I guess the work that has to be done, meaning it can't just, if it's stationary, we said by the egla arufa, it's fine, but it has to move the distance of a yoke. I guess I'm not sure exactly how much a yoke is, but some sort of a, it has to move at least a little bit. It can't just be hanging out there with a yoke or something on his back. Ibailhu, l'orko ol l'rachbo. Is that measurement of an ol width or lengthwise? It's different. Amar lu, ahu me'arbanan, v'rabi Yaakov shmei. L'didim afarishlimi mine d'rabi Yochanan, mishichas ol l'rachbo tefach. That the mishicha of an ol, its width is a tefach. So says the Gemara, flame a tefach. Why go through this whole, it has to be the width or the length of an ol, just say, if it moves a tefach, it's disqualified. Hakamash Malan, she read the ol tefach havi. And what we're learning, by the way, is that a shear of an ol is a tefach. My nafmina, okay, who cares? Says Gemara, lemakach umemkar, that if you go to a store and you buy a shear of an ol of material, you know that it's a tefach. So we're teaching a measurement in the process. Amar Yochanan ben Shol, Mipnei Ma Amar Torah, Hevi Egla Benachal. Why bring it to the Nachal? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yovei Dever Shlosa Peros. Let us bring something that never had kids, meaning like this animal, the Yarf Makom Shein Osa Peros, and bring it to an area that doesn't sprout forth fruit. I think it's some sort of like
It's the rocky.
It's not fertile.
Right, like a rocky valley or whatever that's in. That's
Rocky River, like
Rocky River.
David was saying. I think it is a stream.
A stream? Like a stream. Rocky. Okay, great. So there's, anyways,
stream.
But there's
it's not
no
like
fruit.
A river
that
like
can
the Jordan River. It's a small stream.
Excellent. Great.
It dries up, it comes back, it dries up.
V'chaper al mi shelo inichu lasos peros. And let it atone for that person who's now dead, who was chopped short years in his life, who's no longer to have kids. My peros ilima, a period of irivia, as we translated before, maybe means period of irivia. El miata azokin vesoris, hachinami dolar finon. If it's referring to having children, then can an old person or a saris, somebody who's sterile, do we do egla rufa for these people? And somewhere ella mitzvos. So we translate before as kids, but really it's referring to mitzvos that the person chops short of the word we had was the peros. Peros are the mitzvos. We know the mitzvos sprout. We had a lot of discussions about the mitzvos, and this person stopped short of doing the mitzvos. We said before, right? We can't wear our Loeg LaRush, we had a case of not wearing our We had the Rashi of Loig the Rush that we can't say the Kriya Shema next to the person that's dead, and Rashi brought the case that we can't say right, that it was a Kriya Shema. Anyways, we know that we can't right, Shema, the Loig the Rush, and we had the Tzitzis in the cemetery.
It could also mean that he can no longer teach Talmidim. It's just considered like the children.
Very interesting. That's a very interesting case. So, two dots. Where do you know El Nachal Eisan, Eisan Kamashim? Oh, Kasha. It's a hard place. Thunderbunny 9, Leisan Shu Kasha. Where do you know that Eisan is a Kasha? It's a hard place. A rocky place, I should say, instead of a hard place. Shneimar, Eitan Moshavecha, that the rocky place is your, is the Moshav, the, it's dwelling. The Sim, Besela, Kanecha, and you should place it kind of like in your nest. As Rashi says, Alma Eitan, who Sela, therefore, as Rashi explains, that an Eitan is like a Sela, is like a rocky place. And Moste Aretz, the Omer, Shimu Harim, Esriv Hashem, Veheisan, and Moste Aretz. Then, as Rashi explains, the Moste Aretz is referring to mountains, and the mountains kind of say is of stone. So we see here that a Eitan is a rocky area. Chayram, Minayin, Leisan, Shuwe, Yashan. We already know the Eitan, that it's like an older place. Shenemar, Goy Eitan, Hu, Goy Me Olam, Hu. That it's Hainu Yashan. Yashan is, I guess, referring to an old place. Not exactly sure what an old place is. Minayin le'eson shu yashan. We know that an eson is yashan.
I think it's not, they didn't like, it's original land. It's not somewhere that Don Shrug bought.
Excellent. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay. Okay, good. Good. Okay, great. V'orfen osa b'kofetz machara. And then we break it, then we decapitate it from the back. My time off, go Marifa, Rifa, Mechatas Oaf. Then we learn the Agzer Shavah from Marifa and Rifa from Chatas Oaf, where it's done from the back of the neck. Right? Chatas Oaf, the Kohen takes his thumb and puts it on through. At a friend in high school, a Kohen actually grew out the thumbnail.
Really?
So that if Mashiach comes today.
Have you practiced?
No. Mekamas Yom Lezroam Umilevid, but Bezrat Hashem will have the chance to do so soon. And in that place, we can't plant or work. Not walk, but work. Thank you. We shouldn't plant. That seems to be in past tense. It's a place that was never planted in. No, it's for the future. We can never plant there in the future. Rava says it's for the future, and nobody argues on that. Because it says that we shouldn't plant there. What's the machloka? It says Rava. The machloka is on the past. According to Rabbi Yoshua, who says past, does it say lo yuvar, that it shouldn't be for the future, lo yuvad, or Rabbi Yonasan for the future, miksiv asher lo navad, for the past, and they argue on whether or not it's past and future. Rabbi Yoshua asher l'shavar, mashma. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, who says past, asher means for the past, Rabbi Yonasan for the future, asher ribuyuhu, asher is a reboy, and it comes to say for the future. Sham pishtan ulnakar sham avanim. That means that things can be done there above ground, but not in ground, like you can sit there and hang out and play frisbee and stuff. It just says that you can't plant there. How do you know that you can't do any work that's in the ground? You can't work there at all. So why say plant? Meaning I say, I either say work or plant, that should include everything. So why have two cases? Just like Zriya planting is unique because it's in the ground. Anything that's also in the gufa of the karka. So it says you can't work it. Then it says you can't plant in there, meaning anything that's really in the ground, not general work on top of the ground. Which comes to include combing on top of it or kind of playing with the rocks on top of the land. Again, klal, prat, klal, right? Maybe asher lo yaved bo is a klal. Lo yzera is a prat. Klal prat. Inim klal elamashav prat, which means zriya in minyach min alo. Maybe, great, what we might have been thinking, maybe you just can't plant in it. But I don't know, think about other things you can do inside the ground. You can, I don't know, start, you know, doing all kinds of stuff and making castles and, I don't know, you know, digging mining. And stuff and hanging out.
Mining.
Great. You can mine there. Wonderful. Asher riboy, who know? Asher is the riboy, and therefore it knocks that out. Ziknei ropes and yidin v'chul, they wash their hands, turn a bun of a chol, ziknei yirahid, harukuvan al chalol, you're after sinim, ha, ha, arufa benachal, shin tam lomar harufa, ma tam lomar harufa, the word ha'arufa al ha'eglo ha'arufa, why comes to say the word arufa, back to agarata, al makom, arifa san shal egla, it's about to come up, is the place where the egla arufa took place for Amru, and they said, "Yodin al shavkos damazeh, yodin al ro, and our eyes are not seeing." Behold, all the bino also shabin shabezdin shofchem damam el means that we didn't send him away, and we didn't see v'hinachtu, v'hinachnuhu below levaya, and we didn't send him away without levaya. Tana, here's some agata for the rest of the Amar. Hoya remeir Amar kofin levaya. We force people to escort people. Shaskar halvaya ain't lo shir, because the skar of levaya has no shir, meaning it's endless. Shenemar, as we bring up pasuk from Shoftim, vayira shomrim ish yotzei ir, but this is the case of Elisha. This is the case of Elisha, where there's a Kanani, right? Elisha went, as we'll see. Hashem ish yotzei min ha'ir, vayomer lo ha'renu na esmo ha'ir, v'asinu imcha chesed. No, sorry, this case in Shoftim, where they wanted to find the entrance to the city, and a Kanani showed them where the entrance to the city was. And he showed them the entrance of the city. What chesed did they do with him? They killed out the whole city. And they let this guy live. The name Luz sticks until this very day. Tanya. He Luz Shetsovim Batchelus. This is the Luz where they died in Chelus. He Luz Shabbat Sancherev. This is the Luz where Sancherev came. Flo Bilbala Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar did not throw it out, right? Did not mix it all up. Flo Hechriban, he did not stir it. Ach Malchamav Saint Lor Shus Lavorba. And the Malchamav also did not have any permission to go there and to kill people there. People live forever. Elo Zakanim Shabbat. But what happens to the old people there? Bizman Shadaita Kotzalin. When they're old enough and they want to die, Yotzin Chuslachoma, they go outside the walls of the city, Vehain Mesim, and there they die. That all happened because that one Kanani, that one non-Jew, who showed the Jews where the entrance of the city was. Makanani Zeh, Shalom Diber Befiv. He didn't even speak. And he didn't even move his feet. Garm Hatzola Lo, Luzara Tzof Kol Doros. And he saved his children forever, meaning people never died in a city. Nisha Osa Levi Baragla, but whoever actually moves with his feet. Alach Kama Kama. Of course, you're going to get tremendous reward for that. So what did he show them with? Chizkemar Befiv Akamlem. He showed them kind of like with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etzbo Haralem, that he kind of pointed with his finger. Maybe he kind of like winked or he moved his head. Tanik Fosid Rabbi Yochanan Bishvil Sheknani Zeh Haral Be'etzbo. Oh, he pointed his finger. Gar Matzal Ozara Atzot Kaldoros. He saved his cities for future generations. Amar Bishov Ben Levi Hamalach Bederach Le'en Levaya. One who leaves, the one who kind of gives leave of a guest without Levaya, Yasok B'Torah, then the person should Yasok B'Torah to save him. Shinemar Ki Levaya Schein Heim L'Rosh Hava Anokam L'Gregor Secha. Amar Bishov Ben Levi Bishvil Arba Psios Shalom. Shalava Paro Lavram, the four psias that Paro walked, Avraham Shnemar Vaitzavalov Paro Anashim Chulu Nishdabed Bibonav Arbame Oshona, that we were enslaved 400 years. Amazing, because of these four steps. Of course, Hashem had his plans. Shnemar Vaavodum Veinu Osam Arbame Oshona, meaning that perhaps Hashem had his plans that we need to be enslaved, but Paro had the privilege of having us being enslaved by them because he did these four steps. Some reviewed Amrav Kolam Lavas Chavera Arbame Os Beir. Whoever escorts his friend 4 amos in the city, Enon Izak will not be harmed. Ravina, Alavaya, Lureva, Yitzhak, Dalam, Espir. Ravina escorted Rebbe Yitzhak, 4 amos, in the city. Matal Yade, Hezekah of Itzel. And some sort of damage, some sort of danger came to the Itzel, but he was saved. Turnabon, Harav, Talmud, Adam, Ibur Shaler. Arav should walk his student until the Ibur Shaler, until kind of like where the city ends. Until the outskirts, chaver lechaver ad chum Shabbos, meaning even farther, tamal l'rav, ain't lo shir, but tamal l'rav to ain't lo shir. V'kama, what do you mean, no shir? Amar v'sheshes ad parsa, that far. V'lo amran el rabba shein muvak. That's only by a rabbo, that's not his set rabbi, his rebbe muvak. Avol rabba muvak, shlosha parsos, but a rebbe muvak is 3 parsos. Let's do a little bit more. V'kana, alvoy l'rav simi bar ashi, mifom nara, ad beit siniso, debovel, kimatun hosam, and when they arrive there, amar lay, v'adoy dam risu, is it true that you say, hani siniso debovel, that these palm trees in bovel, mishnei adam harishon is new? That these palm trees above all, that they come from the times of Adam Arishon, Amalei ad karton mosa damar Yosi Bar Chanina. You reminded me something that Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, Maidik siv ba'aretz lo avar ba'ish, in a place where nobody walked, v'lo yashav adam sham, v'chime achar shlo avar hechon yashav. Why say in a place where nobody went and nobody dwelled? If nobody walked there, then how did nobody dwell? Then of course nobody dwelled there. And somewhere El Eretz Shegazar Leah Adam Harishon Liyashiv Nisyashva, that in a place that Adam Harishon looked at the world and where he said that people should live there, Nisyashva, that place got settled with people. Eretz Shelogazar Leah Adam Harishon Lo Nisyashva, but a place Adam Harishon did not point and say like people should be living there, then people did not settle there. Rav Mordechai Alavoy Le Rav Ashi Mehagronia Ad Bei Kipi, he walked in from Hagronia Ad Bei until that other place. Amar Leah Ad Bei Dura until Bei Dura. I guess we'll stop here with these lines. I just want to say, I was going to read to the bottom, but until the 2 dots. But we should recognize that nowadays, this halacha of levaya is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought down in the Torah. The Chafetz Chaim tries to explain why in Avas Chesed, and he says that it only applies where the person shouldn't get lost. But nowadays, and certainly nowadays, you know, there's Waze and there's Move It, there's great apps, and, you know, the dynamic of traffic is in a different way. Therefore, it's not like if we escort the person, you know, a little bit outside of house or outside the city, then he'll be okay. There's cars and there's signs and there's a stuff like that. Others say it's because the guests will be mochel. But anyways, we try to escort Dalet Amos as a kiyum to this din. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbos. And Bezrat Hashem, let's start on Sunday morning by the two dots at the bottom of the page on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Sunday, Monday, the last two dafim here in Masechta Sota. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbos and a fair Shabbos.